or whether your agency shuts down or not, your people are shell-shocked, they feel beaten upon, and they're feeling the effects of poor morale and job uncertainty. John Salamone is a senior consultant for Federal Management Partners and the former executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, and my guest to talk about it. John, how are you? Good to hear you again.
I'm great, Francis. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
I'm happy to do it. This is just a rough time for anybody who's not just an employee, but trying to manage employees, keep them motivated, and keep them focused on what they're doing, isn't it?
It is a very difficult time. I think if you look in the countdown clock that you have on your website, you know, 2 days, 8 minutes, and 29 seconds and counting, and I know that federal employees are anxious and nervous and frustrated.
How do you keep somebody like that, let alone a whole team of people like that, in an environment like this where it's perfectly understandable and these people are not just malcontents? This is something that just about every citizen in America who doesn't have his head buried in the sand is aware of. How do you keep a team of people like that engaged beyond what could sound like platitudes? We care about you, you're valuable to the organization, and so on and so forth.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. So we're talking about employee engagement. You're talking about, you know, drivers of employee engagement. So positive work environment. Do we really have a positive work environment in the federal, you know, sector today? Probably, I would say no, we don't. Employee recognition, opportunity to perform meaningful work, effective leadership, those are all engagement issues. But the problem that we have right now, I think that the biggest thing is that positive work environment. And I would say that, you know, right now with what's going on in the federal space, that this shutdown may not impact morale over the long term. I think that there's a lot of trepidation, a lot of nervousness in the short term. But this is a series of compounding issues that have been happening over the past, you know, 6 months or so, talking about pay freezes, conversations about overpaying federal employees, conversations about we don't deal with poor performers very well. So all of these things taken, you know, as a cascading effect, I think may have some slippages in employee morale. So I think, you know, one good indicator to see where we are in the federal government with morale is looking at the new federal employee survey, viewpoint survey results once they're released later this year. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be watching those numbers very, very carefully. But you know, how do you deal with this? To get back to your original question, at this point, I'm not so certain that you can deal with it effectively, because you read the newspaper today and you've got the unions are suing the government over, you know, information on a lack, you know, lack of information on a shutdown. And anytime you get to that point when you have an administration that has a, you know, labor management partnership agreements, but then the unions are turning around and suing because there's not enough information, I find that incredibly troubling.
Is this then potentially maybe not the shutdown situation and the employee results of the employee morale and engagement results of that not limited only then to the shutdown, I guess? It sounds like what you're saying is this is just maybe the straw that broke the camel's back or the kind of the last element of this.
Well, I think it's just a compounding series of events, really. I if the shutdown happens, and it was in an isolated event where we weren't having these conversations about pay freezes or overpaying federal employees, I would say that I would gather that a short-term shutdown wouldn't really have an impact of morale on agencies or employees to a longer term, but maybe in the short term, yes, it would have an impact. But, you know, the number one survey item is that, 90% of federal employees feel that their work is important. Engagement issues, you know, filter down from that, but, you know, those are really serious issues. You know, pay freezes, overpaying feds, lack of dealing with poor performers, and now a government shutdown on top of that.
Mm-hmm. All of these things are things, too, that are not going to go away if there is a shutdown. When you come back to work and you bring your team back to work, you're going to be dealing with these same things all over again.
Same things all over again, and if agencies aren't communicating with their employees, the employees are going to come back with a bad taste in their mouth and say, I really didn't know if I was deemed essential or non-essential until, you know, the 11th hour. Now I've got to come back to deal with my manager, and, you know, they couldn't even communicate to me. So there are so many factors that are in play right now that really we need to tread very carefully with how this is managed from now for the next 2 days, but then next time around, what are the lessons that are going to be learned if we ever get to this point? And I'm going to say that, you know, we're in an election year next year, so not to be a, you know, doom and gloom sort of person, but I think the stakes are much higher next year as well.
Is it appropriate for managers to try to get out in front of this by saying to their people, listen, I know the agency hasn't said yet who's essential and who's not, and so I can't make that proclamation, but I'm going to do everything I can to try to whatever that person is able to promise. Certainly you don't want to promise something you can't deliver. But is that appropriate at this point to try to get ahead of this?
I think it's appropriate. And there was a great article in the Washington Post last Tuesday or Wednesday, or maybe it was Thursday, actually. I'm looking at it right now. And it was about Michael Caine, the Department of Energy's chief human capital officer, basically sitting at a table in the cafeteria every morning and just dealing with questions that employees have. And certainly, you know, a week ago didn't have the answers that we have today, but it doesn't sound like we're any further ahead with providing answers to employees. But it's almost like a campaign from the chief human capital officer, you know, to go out and, you know, beat the drums, talk about the work that we do in the agencies that are really important, in the office of the chief human capital officer, going out, talking to employees, talking to managers, saying that, you know, we just need to calm the storm as much as we possibly can and give assurances that the agencies are working on plans and that the answers will be coming from the administration, the answers will be coming from the secretary's office. We are working on it. You will have information as soon as we can make it available.
John Salamone, senior consultant for Federal Management Partners. Excellent insight as always. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much, Francis. I enjoyed it.